The Partnership for a Drug-Free America did a survey asking parents their views on drugs. They found the current generation of parents sees less risk in marijuana, cocaine, and inhalants, and is less likely to warn their kids about these drugs and emerging ones. Greg Levenick is a substance abuse specialist who works for the State Department of Health and Family Services.
A lot of the parents today are the ones that grew up with a lot of marijuana use, a lot of cocaine use during the 70s and 80s, and they don't see it as big of a deal as they did in the past.
The survey shows the number of parents who never talked with their child about drugs doubled in the past 6 years, yet Levenick says drugs have become more potent.
The levels of THC in marijuana today is much higher than it was back in the 60s and 70s. Some of the drugs like crack cocaine, methamphetamine, are more addicting.
Partnership for a Drug-Free America says many parents surveyed significantly underestimate teen drug use. Only 1% believed their child had tried ecstasy, yet according to the survey, 9% of teens admitted to using it. The Partnership for a Drug-Free America is launching a new campaign aimed at parents about the dangers of new drugs in the hope they pass the information along to their teens. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.